This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. A powerful car blast occurred near Lal Qila Metro Station in New Delhi last evening. Talking to media, Delhi Police Commissioner Satish Golcha said, at around 6:52 p.m., a slow-moving vehicle stopped at the red light and an explosion happened in that vehicle. He added that due to the explosion, nearby vehicles were also damaged. The police commissioner informed that some people have died and some have been injured in the incident. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has taken stock of the situation in the wake of the blast in Delhi. Union Home Minister Amit Shah visited the blast site near Delhi's Red Fort and reviewed the situation. The Home Minister obtained details of the situation from the Delhi Police Commissioner and other senior officials present at the site. The Home Minister also visited Lok Nayak Jayaprakash Hospital and met the injured. Talking to media, Mr. Shah informed that according to the hospital sources, 8 people have died in the incident and some people are injured who are getting treated in the hospital. The Home Minister said that an investigation is being conducted over the incident. Mr. Shah said that he received a call from Prime Minister Narendra Modi immediately after the blast. He informed that a meeting will be held with the senior officials at the Home Ministry today.
दिल्ली पुलिस स्पेशल सेल क्राइम ब्रांच एनआईए की टीम एसपीजी की टीम एफएसएल की टीम मौके पर पहुंच गई है और सभी प्रकार की जांच हम तेजी से कर रहे हैं कुछ ही समय में मैं आशा करता हूं कि धमाके का कारण क्या है उसके निर्णय पर हमारी एजेंसियां पहुंच जाएगी और एफएसएल की सीनियर मोस्ट टीम भी यहां पर पहुंची है
Mr. Shah also stated that center is exploring all possibilities and will conduct a thorough investigation into the blast. Talking to media, Mr. Shah said all options will be investigated immediately and the results will be presented to the public. He informed that the teams from the Delhi Crime Branch and Delhi Special Branch reached the spot. The NSG and NIA teams, along with the forensic team, have begun a thorough investigation. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed condolences to those who have lost their loved ones in the blast in Delhi. In a social media post, the President prayed for quick recovery of those injured. In a social media post, the Vice President extended his condolences to the families who lost their loved ones and also prayed for the speedy recovery of those injured. In a social media post, PM Modi hoped for the speedy recovery of those injured. Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta visited LNJP Hospital to meet those injured in the car blast that occurred in the national capital. In a social media post, Mrs. Gupta said that she inquired about their condition and wished them a speedy recovery. She also directed officials to ensure that all necessary medical facilities are provided to the injured immediately and with utmost promptness. Central Industrial Security Force, CISF, said that following the vehicle explosion near Red Fort Metro Station in New Delhi, all CISF secured installations in the National Capital Region, NCR, including the Delhi Metro, Red Fort, government buildings and IGI Airport have been placed on high alert. Meanwhile, Uttar Pradesh, Punjab, Rajasthan and Bihar police are also on high alert following the blast. The second and final phase of assembly elections will be held in Bihar today. 122 constituencies spread over 20 districts will go to polls in this phase. More than 3 crore 70 lakh voters will decide the fate of 1,302 candidates, including 136 women. The voting will begin at 7 a.m. and will conclude at 6 in the evening, except for 7 constituencies, where it will end at 5 p.m. for security reasons. Director General of Police Vinay Kumar said that from a security point of view, the borders adjoining Nepal and the interstate borders with Uttar Pradesh, West Bengal and Jharkhand have been sealed and regular patrolling is underway. Elections for the first phase was held on 6th of this month, which witnessed a record turnover of about 65%. In shooting, Samrat Rana clinched the men's 10-meter air pistol gold at the ISSF World Championship in Cairo yesterday, becoming the first Indian to win an individual air pistol world title. And top Indian shuttlers Lakshya Sen and H.S. Pranoy will lead the men's singles challenge at the Kumamoto Masters in Japan starting today. And that is the end of this news.